Welcome back to Sports Day. All for Red Energy, a 100% Australian-owned gas and electricity retailer. And for Massey Ferguson, go to masseyferguson.com.au. Carlton, step up to the line on Thursday night, Plough.
Well, I know all about this game, Tony. It's always a huge game for both football clubs. And I always think it has a little bit more for the side with the great expectation. So I think the Tigers are the ones that are really in the hot seat. Carlton, well, everyone wants to win first up, but they can just go out after it.
Yeah, and they can. And Shane Watson's going to be in charge of a forward line, which will be expected to keep winning scores for the Blues this year. He joins us now. Watto, hey, good to catch up with you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good to catch up with you, Tony. Thank you.
It's all good. Hey, new surroundings, Carlton. There's a whole new broad brush through the place. What's it like out there?
Yeah, really good. Only 5 minutes from where I used to work, so travel time's great. But yeah, it's a lot of change over the pre-season. As you mentioned, 15 new faces in the playing ranks and a number of new faces in the coaching ranks.
Which is basically the whole broom has come through. The pre-season form, every club gets something from it. Specifically, give us two things that the Blues wanted to get from the pre-season and tell me how they got them.
Very broadly, look at little bits of improvement along the way in terms of just our general play and effort. And hopefully you saw periods of play in games that you could see, one, the team and individuals improving, and two, the effort was there for the majority of the time.
Shane, having seen every single one of the NAB Challenge games for every side, I can absolutely 100% suggest that that was the case and that there was very, very much evidence of that. And I don't know what the boys, when you got there, and what the boys were like about some of the effort levels of last season, but gee, I just thought that the spirit in the group had been almost ruptured at some stages last year. So, you know, it was really good to see over the summer months that effort was back.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to comment on last year, Terry, obviously, because I was there. You can just look from outside. But most of the talk has been about the now. And as you mentioned, there's a real enthusiasm about the place and led by the coach. And that's what happens when you bring in new guys out of the draft, but also guys from other clubs who have got something to prove and to show their new club. And I'm glad you could see that.
All your coaches know your stuff, but how much coaching education did you need to get from Brendan Bolton just about the way that he wanted things to play? I mean, I know all you guys, you know, once you've got the gist of what he wants to do, can grab hold of the baton and run with it. How much work did he have to do just to make sure that you guys knew and understood exactly what he was after?
Yeah, a fair bit of work, and still got a fair bit of work to go, but in terms of did a bit of work before the players even got in there, just amongst the coaches and rolling out what he thought was a sustainable game plan, and us coming from, there's myself from North, Timmy Clark from Richmond, and Dale Amos in particular from Geelong, all been in different systems for a number of years, and just, I guess, re-educating ourselves on how Brendan wanted the game played and coached.
Getting the balance right from a match committee perspective, you brought in so many young guys, but you can't send all those young boys just out there to try to do it on themselves. Is that going to be just a little bit of a tricky one, going from sort of your senior boys and how many senior boys play versus how much of that young talent that you've got to expose?
Yeah, that's a good point. And you would have seen over the NAB series that while not all the senior boys played in the second game against Essendon, we sort of filtered through our first years and first year to the clubbers in terms of giving them some exposure at the level. And you'll probably see that from different periods throughout the year. But at the end of the day, the team generally will be selected on form.
It's a big build-up game, always has been since it's been fixtured as that first-up game. Everyone wants to play. Mark Murphy, as your skipper, will clearly want to play. How is he, and how much work have you been able to get into him on the training track?
No, he's tracking beautifully. He's trained fully for the last few weeks. So in terms of his general fitness is really good, and match fitness is improving with the sort of match simulation, I guess, we've been doing at training. Nothing, obviously no experience like game match fitness. So, he got through the session today. Hopefully he'll pull up tomorrow. And I mean, at the end of the day, you'd love to have your skipper out there leading the team in round one.
Now, they've given you a pretty interesting task. I mean, they've got rid of the club, I mean, in general. It's got rid of every forward that it's had over the last 6 years. And then they've given you this structure and sort of said, make it work. You have really, when you have a look at the structure of the Carlton side, you've got the actual toughest role that's going around, because that has to be reshaped in some form.
Yeah, that happens across all clubs. I mean, the forward line at Carlton, you've got your experience there in Walker and Casbolt and Jones and players like this, but you've also got up and comers of the likes of Nick Graham and Clem Smith, and we've drafted obviously Harry Mackay and
Curnow
and Charlie Curnow and Jack Silvani, but in time and hopefully sooner than later we'll become a strong part of that four line that takes us forward.
Liam Jones is the one that interests a lot of people. Being a Bulldog supporter, I saw some of the glimpses of brilliance, but I didn't see it consistently enough. I think Carlton find themselves in the same boat. Have you been able to find out just what makes him tick and why you believe and the club believes you can really turn him into the player that many people expect that he can become, but time clearly is starting to get a little on the short side?
Yeah, I mean, you've probably picked it in one, Tone, in terms of consistency, and he'll admit to that himself in terms of, as you said, he'll have some games where, he looks like a really good AFL player, and then in other games you might not have seen much of that. But he's working hard, as is every player. Bit of belief, bit of form, a few things go his way, and You can certainly turn it around, that's for sure.
Matty Cruiser, so much rests on the big fella's shoulders. He's had no luck whatsoever. I mean, he really does deserve to have a run of games. How's his pre-season been?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, hasn't missed a beat, Cruz. He's done everything. So he's fit and ready to go. As you said, over his career, he's had a lot of setbacks, but he's had a really good run at it this pre-season. So... no reason why he can't be really valuable member of our team this year.
And just a couple, maybe to finish off, just a couple of players that have really pleased you since you've come to the footy club, whether they're in your area of the ground or you've just sat back and sort of said, gee, I think we can probably make something out of this player, or you've loved the way that he's gone about his preparation. Is there a couple that have been sort of standouts over the summer months?
The one standout for me would be Sam Kerridge. I really liked him while I was at another club, just looking afar and noticed him at Adelaide. And I've come from a club where he kicked 10 goals in 10 games.
Exactly right.
And I was a defensive coach, so I certainly was aware of his forward line capabilities. But in terms of his midfield capabilities and being a total professional, you wouldn't see too many that are more professional and more... practice their craft more than he does.
Good stuff.
Good to talk to you, Shane. Just a final one on Brendan Bolton and what he wants. How far removed was Carlton's playing style in 2015 to what Brendan wants in 2016, and how intensive has it been to upskill to everyone on the page of what the senior coach and obviously the backing band, the assistant coaches want?
Yeah, well, it's been super intensive in terms of, which I guess you'd expect, Tone. First-year coach bringing a whole different lot of ideas, I guess. Obviously, he's been a long time at Hawthorn, but a lot of the stuff is his own, and I guess he's relied on the new assistant coaches coming in to throw their ideas, being in the three of us being in pretty good programs at other clubs, and just throwing all those ideas into a pot and saying, right, what's going to fit best for this group? And in terms of the education, yeah, a lot of the coaches, as we discussed earlier, we've had to be upskilled in terms of what it is, and then we've had to roll it out to the players. So, and you would have heard players being interviewed about how they found the pre-season, and you would have heard a lot of them say that we haven't really wasted a minute, and I'll attest to that. It's certainly been jam-packed with both football on track, but also education-wise.
Beauty, it's great to talk to you. You've been around long enough as player and coach. You've seen most of it before. I doubt whether you've quite seen this. Massive club that has to start again to the effect that it is. I know you'll put your best foot forward. Great to talk to you, Shane. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Tane and Terry.